This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
No, I think the Trade for Skills books they send you online, you work at your own pace and you do your 80, what is it? You send in little tests every now and again at the end of each module. Mm-hmm. That's fine, that's good. You take it in your own time, and it takes a couple of months to do one, or maybe a week to do one.
How did you find it? Was it useful?
I found it very useful, because I didn't know nothing about plumbing at all. This was straight from scratch. So for me, it was very helpful, learning everything from even turning the water on in the house up to, like, we were on the 27 or something. So that's the studying, the books, and the system, and phoning up the tutors is fantastic. Any, get stuck on any question, just phone up, and they was always there. They've never not answered within a minute. It's been fantastic like that. And ATL Training Centre has been fantastic like that.
Well, what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and hopefully become qualified? What would you like to do? Would you like to run your business perhaps?
For me, it's a... I'd like to go to the Middle East, or I have family over there, which is quite lucky. So I'd like to get a job in a construction trade over there, earn a bit of money, tax free. I went to Thailand for holiday and I stopped in to see my cousin who lives in Dubai, and she said, I can get you an interview. And I was only staying there for a few days. I only popped in to say hello, you know what I mean? Spent a few days in Dubai, see what it's like. And she said, come and have an interview. She said, have you ever thought about working over here? I said, no, I never give it a thought. Anyway, I had 6 interviews in 3 days, and I got all 6 jobs. But I was never qualified to do any of the jobs. I just fabricated the truth a little bit. But I did get every job. And then she said, if you actually got the paperwork to do the job, and you knew a little bit more about the job, as well as the flamboyant imagination, then that was a good incentive. And also the pension plans and that. I don't think the pensions are going to be worth a great deal when I hit 65 or 70 or 75, and because we're going to be working a lot longer now, you know what I mean, regardless of...
Well, in that respect, the course, the plumbing course you're currently on, it will play a vital part for you going to Dubai and pursuing a successful career out there.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you best of luck with that plan, and we wish you best of luck with your training. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.